Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2719. Why choose to live in the poorhouse again? By Alain Massicott of freetopursue.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why choose to live in the poorhouse again? By Alain Massicott of freetopursue.com. My husband went to visit his brother this weekend, and he came back with a sad story that I just don't get. Friends of theirs sold a home in the city and built their dream home just outside city limits for a whopping $600,000. So what's the problem? They're in their 50s, and they have a huge mortgage. I have no idea how much equity they had in their previous home, but I do know they went into debt to build. Let's conservatively say their home was worth $300,000. We know the neighborhood, so it's a reasonable guess. Let's also assume their home was paid off, which I highly doubt. That leaves $300,000 as a mortgage. I doubt their home was paid off because once you've had a taste of what it feels like to have no mortgage, you just don't go back and sign up for the same experience all over again. Being mortgage-free, read debt-free, is just about the best feeling in the world, second only to being in love. Here's what the math looks like based on the best case scenario. Cost of home, $600,000. Down payment, $300,000. Interest rate, 2.5% on a 5-year fixed rate over 25 years. Payment, $1,350 per month. Property taxes, $300 per month, or $3,600 per year, which is a low estimate. Total monthly cost, $1,650. Of note, assuming these fine folks benefit from the same low rate and don't pay the mortgage off early, they'll pay over $34,000 in interest over the 5-year term and over $103,000 in interest overall for their home, a 17% premium over the initial purchase price. Like many Canadians, they've chosen to have a mortgage well into retirement. In fact, we seem to think that having a mortgage for life is somehow acceptable, with over half of Canadian homeowners expecting to have a mortgage well into retirement. Three reasons why a mortgage for life is not acceptable. Number one, you pay double for your housing when you count all the interest you pay over your lifetime. Yes, even with low interest rates, thanks to these behaviors. Extending the terms every time you refinance, moving up in house or to a costlier neighborhood, and using your home's equity to renovate, buy a car, or anything else your little heart desires. Number two, you sign up for significant payments even though your income will eventually decrease in retirement. If you have a mortgage for life, chances are you did not save a significant nest egg because you have a taste for credit, as the lenders like to say. Your pension income will be less than the income you made during your working years. And you may be downsized from work and have difficulty finding work that offers the same pay and benefits, especially as you near or reach retirement age. And number three, your home will never be yours. It will always belong to the bank. But a home's a great investment, right? First of all, a home should be considered an asset you need and use every day. And if you don't maintain it properly, it can depreciate just like any other physical asset you own. Considering it an investment is not a good idea for a number of reasons. Number one, as long as you have a mortgage, the home's potential appreciation is often eaten up by your mortgage interest rate and inflation. Number two, you can't sell your home and live in it to free up the appreciation unless you become renters of your own home. Caution, reverse mortgages are very expensive. Number three, while your home is appreciating in value, it's unlikely your next one is doing the same. And number four, once you factor in taxes and maintenance, roofing, flooring, landscaping, windows, foundation work, etc., any return you make on a home's appreciation is a wash. And bigger is not better. According to Elizabeth Dunn and Michael Norton, authors of Happy Money, spending on housing has little to no correlation with living a happy life, either now or when you're retired. Food for thought. Three reasons to live mortgage-free. Number one, now that you've eliminated a significant fixed monthly payment, you have the opportunity to save and invest more and retire more comfortably and or earlier, spend more on what you love, like traveling, learning, giving, and playing, and feel that you have more money than month and that almost anything is within reach. Number two, the bank has lost another hostage and you have one less person or entity to answer to. And number three, you feel different when you know that no matter what happens to you financially, you and your family don't have to worry about the roof over your head. Bonus point, do you know that your home insurance premiums can go down by 20% or more once you're mortgage-free? I hope I've convinced you that perpetual mortgage bondage isn't attractive or necessary. You just listened to the post titled, Why Choose to Live in the Poorhouse Again? By Elaine Massicott of freetopursue.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think the reason why people love having a paid-off house, especially in retirement, is because housing is typically one's largest expense. The more you can control and reduce expenses, the easier it is to plan for a successful retirement. However, if you need to trade too much liquidity and investment in income-producing assets to pay off a home, it could lock up the money you need to live on in retirement. And for those lucky enough to secure a 2 or 3% interest rate on their mortgage, mathematically, it usually makes sense to keep the mortgage. What you'll save on interest by paying it off early pales in comparison to the interest earned through investing that money. What's often missing from the mortgage versus mortgage-free debate is how it relates to one's overall finances. A good rule of thumb is to not lock up more than 10 to 20% of your net worth in your house. That way, you're able to maintain liquidity while also enjoying home ownership. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.